Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hello and welcome to the second season of Hello Pine Knot, the official podcast for the Pine Knot Music Theater in Independence Township, Michigan, now celebrating its 51st year of operation. I'm your host, Gary Graff. In this episode, we'll be talking to Matchbox 20, which is playing at Pine Knob on Wednesday, June 14th. But first, we spend some time with one of the fixtures at Pine Knob that you see at every show but don't necessarily know a great deal about.
Our first guest today on Hello Pine Knob is Blake Gitlin, who some of you people might know as Chairman of the Hill. Blake's is the booth you see when you enter at the VIP and West entrance, and he sells all those things you need to go to concerts except that you forgot when you left the house. So, Blake, welcome to Hello Pine Knob.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. So tell me how you became the Chairman of the Hill.
Well, it happened, believe it or not, 16 years ago. I was in the cellular phone business, and I was doing all the phones for a company called Clear Channel Communications, which turned into be Live Nation, as most people know today. And I did all their phones and just became familiar with their organization. And one day, the cellular phone company was sold, and I got a call from the people at Clear Channel and said, "How would you like to sell earplugs and blankets and rent some chairs?" And I said, "I don't understand what you're saying. I wore a suit and tie every day, but I'll take a look." 3 weeks later, I was in the concert merchandise business.
It's fun to watch you out there because as much as you're selling these items to people that they need for concerts, you're almost like people come to you for everything, for not just the items, but you kind of become part of people's concert experience, I've noted.
That's true. I'm sometimes wondering if they put a sign above my booth that says information. But I love helping people. That's part of the program. And people have questions from where are the bathrooms to where's first aid to where do I buy a hot dog? So, yeah, I meet hundreds and hundreds of people every night. Many of them repeat customers or repeat guests that just have questions. And myself and my staff, we like helping the people enjoy themselves.
You know, you sell so many of these things, they're necessities. What is generally your biggest selling item?
My biggest selling items are lawn chair rentals. So when someone buys a lawn seat, it's really not a seat. It's just a spot on the general admission lawn. So they can either bring their own blanket. They can bring a specific type of beach chair that meets the requirements of the venues or sit on the ground. And last but not least, they can rent a chair. So chair rentals are probably my biggest sale. I sell blankets to sit on and or when it's cold to wrap themselves in. And everything from earplugs to bug spray, even sell flip-flops.
So many different items, you know, I've seen come through the booth over the years. What have been some of your favorites in terms of, I guess, your creativity, looking at something and saying, I bet this would be something people like?
Well, most of it is from people asking. So again, the flip-flops, I'm certainly not in the flip-flop business, but it seems to be every show someone breaks their heel or their sandal breaks. Therefore, they've asked for flip-flops. So I sell 5, 6, 7 pair a night at most. So it's not a huge seller. Spray fans. So when it's really hot, the little water bottles that spray that cool people down. I sell little towels on a very hot day. Again, people have come up to me and said, it's extremely hot. Is there something I can wipe my forehead off with? And so now I sell a few towels here and there. But the majority of the things are like I spoke about. The fun part is selling light up products. And when it gets dark, we sell light up products. They're different for every show. And it just enhances the experience of the concert goer.
And for people listening, they should know these are necklaces that people, you know, that concert goers, you know, wear around your neck. And when you see somebody flashing with a guitar or a skull or something, it probably came from Chairman of the Hill. What would have been some of the cooler light up items, necklaces that you've discovered?
Well, the skull is always popular with the metal crowd, guitars, and actually cats, these little light-up cats on a necklace. The women love them, and we sell a ton of them. And then some of the shows that people like to dance to, these plastic gold chains that you see at basically every NHL, NBA venue, including at the Little Caesars Arena. Just people love them. I've even had Pitbull's manager come up and purchase some. I've had MC Hammer dancers come up after the show and purchase some. It's fun.
I bet. What have you noticed? It's a big question, but what have you noticed in general over these 16 years about concerts and concert crowds and how the experience has changed out there at Pine Knob?
Well, I have to first say that the staff and management, all the colleagues out at 313 Presents, the Illich organization, they do an amazing job. They're very motivated to provide world-class entertainment, world-class venues, and make sure the guest is happy. So the most exciting parts are seeing the growth. I remember 10, 15 years ago, there'd be 3 or 4,000 people at Pine Knob. Now it'd be unusual not to see 13,000 or 14,000 people. People are enjoying themselves more. There's more concessions. There are way more choices of food. The merchandise is phenomenal. There's always some amazing t-shirts or sweatshirts to purchase. And people are just happy to be outside, especially what has gone over the last 2-3 years. They are just a pent-up demand to come out and have some fun.
And you yourself get to listen to the concerts. You can hear them pretty well from where you're located. Do you enjoy the music or do you get tired of it?
No, I never get tired of it. I'm one of those people that I love going to work. I don't consider it work. I've been to over 1,000 concerts. Most of the bands I love, some that I've never even heard of, I end up liking. I hear every show. I sometimes sneak a peek and look at the stage during the show if there's a song that I really like or a band I really like. So it's just a lot of fun to be in this entertainment world.
And this is a tough question to ask anybody, but do you have a concert from Pine Knob that stood out to you over the years?
Well, I get that question all the time. And it's not that it's my favorite artist or favorite artist, but top five or at least top three. I mean, Taylor Swift at the Palace many years ago was just phenomenal. I can't say I'm a Swiftie, but certainly enjoyed the whole experience and especially how she relates to her audience. Some of the older bands, the Foreigners, Kansas, I like Train, Counting Crows. So, but Pitbull was amazing the last 2 years. To see 15,000 people just dancing all together was just phenomenal.
We've been talking to Blake Gitlin of Chairman of the Hill, the booth you see as you come in the VIP and the west entrance at Pine Knob, where he sells you everything you need for a concert that you probably forgot at home. There's also a Chairman of the Hill booth at Meadowbrook up at the top of the hill. Visit him for all your concert needs. And Blake, thank you very much for being on Hello Pine Knob today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to our feature interview, here's a quick look at what's coming up at Pine Knob between now and our next episode. Grammy Award-winning Michigan native Billy Strings plays at 8 p.m. Friday, June 16th. Weezer brings its indie rock band Trip with Modest Mouse and Mama on Sunday, June 18th at 7 p.m. Eric Church, who we're used to seeing indoors, is joined by Ashley McBride and the Red Clay Strays for the Outriders Revival Tour at 7 p.m. Friday, June 23rd. And TLC, Shaggy, and Vogue and Sean Kingston bring some hot summer nights at 7 p.m. Sunday, June 25th. And now on to Matchbox 20. The group, which debuted during 1996 with its 12 times platinum Yourself or Someone Like You album and its 4 top 10 singles, planned a tour during the summer of 2020, including a September 1st stop at Pine Knob, which of course was postponed by the pandemic. The quartet, Rob Thomas, Paul Doucette, Kyle Cook, and Brian Yale, decided to wait out the following 2 years as well. Frontman Rob Thomas, who you also know as the voice of Santana's Grammy Award-winning Smooth, explained the delay to us.
In 2022, For me, I know, maybe for Pookie as well, there are things in our personal life that made it where it didn't feel like it was feasible for us to go out on tour yet. We didn't feel safe. We didn't feel ready. But everybody else was going out. And I think there was a sense of like, that was the first time I felt like we might be letting fans down, that we could be there and we're not there and other people are there and we're not part of the party.
Matchbox 20 was anything but idle, however. While waiting until it felt like it was safe to return to the road, the band made Where the Light Goes, its first new album in 11 years. Here's Rob Thomas again.
There was always a plan. I think the actual making a record, though, I'm not sure that was always in the stars. Like, I think the original plan was just like, what, tour a couple songs to make Atlantic wanted something to help promote the tour. And also, like, there's a legitimate business model where that works now. You know, you can put out a couple songs at a time. You can put them whenever you want and, you know, put them out to the world and fans can have them. And you don't necessarily have to do an entire record. We thought, okay, well, maybe that's just what we look like now.
Bandmate Paul Doucette, however, had a different view of things.
I do think that I had personally gotten to a point where, like, there was talk of doing the single song thing. And over the years, I've been sort of building a different path of career and doing film and TV work. And so I was like, well, I don't really want to give up doing that to go do a song here and there. And so I personally wasn't as interested in that. I had gotten to a point where I was kind of fine to be like, if you guys want to do that, you have my blessing. Go do that. And I'm going to just continue doing what I'm doing. And then we'll get together and we'll tour and it'll be great. And I had sort of grieved the death of the idea of us making another record. And I had gotten to a place where I was okay with that. And then when Kyle started kind of pushing for the record, and the timing of it for me worked out because I had just finished doing season 3 of For All Mankind. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And I was excited about the fact that people were excited about making a record, because that's kind of more what I was interested in us doing.
The 12th song, Where the Light Goes, came out on May 26, preceded by the single Wild Dogs, Running in a Slow Dream, and Don't Get Me Wrong. And while Matchbox 20 is excited to play fresh material, Thomas and Doucette promise that fans will get their fill of the group's many past hits.
There wasn't a record when we originally put this tour out, so we're not going to turn our backs on that. And we know a lot of people bought tickets to see us play songs from Mad Season and to see us play songs from Yourself or Someone Like You. And we love playing those songs. But, you know, we also did make a record, and we are excited to play a little bit of the record for people. It's going to be sort of a combination, but it's definitely, you know, there's definitely going to be a lot of old stuff going on. And our shows are always about trying to make sure that people are entertained. And from the minute that we start talking about a tour, that is our intention.
I like to think of the singles, you know, that people want to hear. Those are like, I call those tentpole songs. We know that we need those there because that keeps the structure up. That's kind of like these load-bearing songs. And then we craft through. Where do we put some new stuff? Where do we put this? Where do we bring it back down for a second, like really down? And then when do we, you know, when do we bring them back up again? Like, then it becomes about kind of crafting, where does the emotion fit within the stuff, you know, that we know that people want to hear? And then how do we make them, they're put right in the middle, so they're just as excited about this new song as they were about those back-to-back old songs.
You know what's funny? I realized this last time that we played, is that it's almost like a time machine part of being on tour, because like when I'm on stage, I realize like I don't feel any different than I did when I was 32. I'm 50. But I look and I've been doing this with these guys my entire adult life, and it doesn't internally feel any different, even though when I walk off stage there's a lot more gray and there's a lot more wrinkles, but it doesn't feel any different. And so like that, I don't expect that will ever change. I imagine the Stones probably feel the same way. They're just like, yeah, this is what we do.
Once again, Matchbox 20 performs Wednesday, June 14th at 7:30 p.m. Matt Nathanson opens. That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. Our thanks to Matchbox 20 and to Blake Gitlin, the chairman of The Hill, who we spoke to earlier. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Zach Clark and Brian Fisher for Odyssey and is available via odyssey.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out on The Hill.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.